And seemed like a good idea after I thought about it. I was tremendously unhappy and had been for a long time. And a very significant love affair had ended, and many illusions I had about love and life had left me completely disillusioned in the most devastating kind of way. I was certainly clinically massively depressed. And it just, even though it didn't seem like it was my idea, it seemed like a good idea. So, and in fact, it was so real and I was so sure it was going to happen, I was 25, that I really look at every, to this day, I look at everything beyond 25 as gravy. Because it was clear that I wasn't going to make it past 25. So, I don't make statements about suicide sitting on a perch of one who has never been there. It's not philosophical. It's too real and too serious in a majority of people's lives to speak about it conceptually. So somehow, reverence for life took away any possibility of suicide as a personal decision for me, or in my philosophical view, I guess you could say now, for anyone else. So I can't give you a nice, wrapped up in a bow, cogent, philosophical, all the reasons answer to a very valid question. What about this? What about that circumstance? What if a person suffered so horribly? I can only tell you that just as you didn't make a decision to come here, you have no right to make a decision to go from here. Just as you came, you must go through some other greater set of forces. And it's just something I know. I can't justify it. I can't even guarantee you I won't commit suicide. I can't. I don't know the future. I don't know what's one moment or one second from now. But I can tell you that as a decision, I've taken it off the table. As something that could arise, I've decided no. Under no circumstances. And that's coming from, again, I'll say it again, sounds repetitive, but I'll say it again, that's coming from one who can easily imagine the circumstances where suicide is way preferable. But I'm not willing to slap God across the face. I'd like you to not be willing either. Can't say more than that. So that's a different subject altogether than the subject of perfection in the original question. So let me get back to that, because I don't want to leave any possible confusion for those of you who haven't been with us before, those who weren't at some of these discussions that are being referred to on other Darshan Thursdays or Beyond Self evenings. I've said, not often, but on enough occasions, publicly, and especially recently, that the definition of universe, the definition of this universe, can be given in one word, perfection. This is very hard to swallow. It's a radical statement because it doesn't look that way, it doesn't feel that way, it doesn't even smell that way. But, and I talked personally about a moment came, a day came for me when I saw that for the first time. Very shocking. Floors you because it goes against all common sense. You just need to say a few of the phrases that people have already said. War, famine, rape, murder of children, Hitler. A few names and phrases, and it's obvious. How can it be perfect? That's the trouble. It's obvious that imperfections and atrocities are everywhere, and yet